Workbook, page 107. Listening practice 1. The zoo dentist. You are going to listen to a radio program about a zoo dentist. Listen and choose the correct answers.
Good afternoon, and welcome to this week's edition of Not Your 9-to-5 Job, our weekly program about people with unusual jobs. I'm Ellen Lewis, and today we'll be speaking to Dr. Martin Jones, a dentist with some unusual patients. Thank you for joining us today, Martin.
You're welcome, Ellen. I'm delighted to be here.
Martin, you're a dentist, and you spend most days looking after your patients' teeth at your clinic in North London. But you have some more unusual patients too. These patients can't come to you, so you go to them. Tell us more.
Well, that's because I'm a zoo dentist.
I must admit I never realised zoo animals went to the dentist. Why do animals need a dentist?
You don't really think about animals going to the dentist, do you? But why not? Most animals have teeth, and just like us humans, they get toothache and need to see a dentist. I've been a zoo dentist for more than 25 years now, and in that time I've treated gorillas, hippos, elephants, bears, camels, and even whales. In addition, animals in zoos often live longer than in the wild, so their teeth have to last longer too. If we're going to keep these animals in zoos, then we have the responsibility to keep them healthy. I've also looked after some quite rare animals. Some are actually extinct in the wild and today exist only in zoos. It's very satisfying to know that you're helping save an animal for future generations. I like that very much.
Martin, a silly question perhaps, but I have to ask, how do you know when an animal has toothache?
It's usually the people who look after the animals, the keepers, that first notice something's wrong. Yesterday, for example, I was called to a zoo because the keeper, Joe, thought their lion might have toothache.
How did they know?
Joe noticed that the lion, his name is Roger, was eating very little and only on one side of the mouth. Roger normally has a good appetite. He wasn't playing with the other lions like he usually does, so the zoo vet called me in. It seems that one of the children who visited the zoo had thrown Roger a toy and he broke his tooth chewing on it. The keepers have a special bond with their animals. They can tell quite quickly when something is wrong. It's a pleasure working with them. Their work is very important.
How do you treat a lion with toothache? Isn't that dangerous? I don't think I'd want to put my hand into a lion's mouth. At least treating people isn't dangerous.
No, not usually. It's usually people who are afraid of their dentist, but with zoo dentists, it's the other way round. We certainly have reason to be scared of our patients. I never touch animals until they are under anaesthesia and completely asleep. When I was a young dentist, I was treating a bear with a bad tooth. It turned out that the bear wasn't completely asleep, and when he realised what was happening, he almost bit my hand off. Luckily, I got my hand out of his mouth in time, but since then I'm always very careful and have never been hurt in all my years of work as a zoo dentist.
What was your most difficult case?
I suppose it has to be Boris, the snake who had a tooth infection. I'm actually quite scared of snakes, and it took a lot of persuasion to get me to treat him. Somehow I succeeded. Boris had a bad infection. I gave him antibiotics and the zoo told me he was doing fine, although I never checked on him afterwards. I left that to my assistant.
I can certainly understand why. You definitely have some interesting stories.
Oh yes, my job certainly gives me something to talk about at parties.
It's almost time for the 3 o'clock news now. Thank you again, Martin, for coming to talk to us today. Join us next week to hear about another unusual job here on Not Your 9-to-5 Job.